USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a 3-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I'm urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Jenny Thomas, will not testify to the January 6th committee. Her lawyers say they do not have a sufficient basis to demand her testimony because the documents the committee has obtained do not show any wrongdoing. Her lawyer also claimed a bias in the January 6th committee would be anything but fair. The feds are leveling child labor laws against Jersey Mike's Subway sandwiches.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
It's been 6 months since the James Webb Space Telescope took an orbit 1 million miles away from Earth. Scientists are saying images coming in are bringing tears to their eyes. NASA will release several images beginning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on July 12th. An Economist YouGov poll conducted earlier this week shows if the midterms were held today, Americans would vote Republican by a whopping 5%. That was a jump from 4% a week earlier. As mainstream media and Democrats think everything hinges on January 6th and the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, reality shows it does not. What the administration has done to the U.S. economy has angered many Americans. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News says he can see right through the propaganda machine.
It's amazing just how sensible the American people are. They know what is important in their lives. They have a real sense of priorities, and it's almost always economic. It's pain, it's suffering, it's costs. These are the things people live by. And it just staggers me to see how the American press corps is from Venus and the American people are from Mars. When you look at the press corps and a lot of the Democrats on Capitol Hill, almost all of them, they think the entire election is about January 6th. They think the entire election is the American people have risen up in favor of Roe v. Wade instead of being equally divided about Roe v. Wade. They are so out of touch with the American people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.